This call is being recorded.
Good morning.
This is Diane and True Tuesday,
July 17, 2018.
This is actually a preview to my presentation on Sunday in the Microsoft Store in Dadeland at 4 p.m. I'm going to be talking about food sensitivities and the true impact that it can have on children, their brains, and basically their development into adulthood. And the interesting thing is my colleague, Maria, which is a nutritionist, she realized these same food sensitivities through research by attending an organization that dealt with patients with celiac disease and celiac-like symptoms. And they actually found that even though many patients did not test positive for celiac disease, they were sensitive to these same kinds of foods. And by eliminating them from their diet, they saw changes in their health and changes in their body. So my health journey actually started in 2013, and that happened after a severe health crisis where I had chronic stomach issues and diarrhea for 3 months. I was under a lot of stress. I had lost 30 pounds in that time frame, and it reached a point where I couldn't even eat anything. I was eating crackers and Gatorade, and I ended up in the hospital because it got to a point that I couldn't even eat the crackers. And the doctors ran tests. They were trying to figure out exactly what was causing the problems. Was it some kind of condition in my intestines? Did I have Crohn's like my dad? They ran many tests. And they couldn't figure it out. They saw damage. They saw inflammation throughout my digestive tract. I had symptoms all over between migraines, IBS, chronic pain to the right side of my body, and digestive issues. But they really couldn't isolate exactly what was causing the damage, which is why I ended up starting to change my lifestyle, and my health journey started. The one thing that it did change after that point was my doctor told me, you're under a lot of stress. The emergency room is obviously too much for you, in addition to the life that you have right now, which is raising two little kids. Your husband is traveling all the time. You really need to find something that's a little more stable for you and less stressful. And I did that. Started a desk job, which did make a change. I was able to help patients on the phone as opposed to being at the bedside, which is much less stressful. And things started to improve, but I was also getting my master's at the time. So stress was still there, and I couldn't really modify the stress, but I could make changes to my life that helped me deal with those stress levels. And the one thing that I started with was really looking at my diet. As I looked at my diet, I realized the first thing that I was sensitive to was corn. Let me tell you about the other sensitivities that I later came across. Gluten was one that came much later, dairy, sugar, and artificial sweeteners. And all of these ingredients and foods are actually the same ones that Marie identified through research that are common sensitivities to many people. And we're going to talk about exactly why are these sensitivities happening, the research behind them, and how they can impact the brain of children and adults, and the importance of also building your immune system in order to prevent disease and heal the body. So what I have seen in my children, also with some food sensitivities, is pretty interesting, because my little one, he's 8 now, and he's able to identify things that make his tummy ache, because he has seen mommy and how I really monitor my diet, the things that I'm sensitive to, the symptoms that I go through, and how debilitating it was for me before, where I would be stuck on the couch for sometimes days with stomach aches, migraines, and symptoms. So he's able to identify, for example, there's certain cake that he has eaten that gave him an instant stomach ache. And he says, mommy, this cake is not for me. And the next time that cake comes around, he is empowered to say no. He's not going to eat that cake because he knows it gave him a stomach ache. So these are the things that I've learned that I've been able to teach my children. And I'm here to advocate for you. Parents are the primary advocate for their children, and they know them the best. And in my childhood, things like food sensitivities was really not a priority. It was more of easy accessible foods, things that you can buy that weren't expensive. They were there around the house. I love junk food. I lived on junk food, and it progressively caused problems throughout my life. And now that I look back, because I was able to heal and realize the foods that I was actually eating were causing the damage to my body and my brain, I've been able to isolate exactly what were these things. And it was junk food. Junk food is filled with corn, sugar, gluten, and artificial sweeteners. And these were all things that I was sensitive to. I was a child that had a lot of hives. I always had stomach aches. I had constipation. I was also very tired. I remember I needed a nap pretty much every day, which stemmed into teen and young adulthood until life didn't let me have naps, but I was tired all the time. And memory was not the greatest. It was very hard for me to learn things. And I had a learning disability and attention issues, and truly think that these food changes would have impacted me significantly had I known them as a child, because they have made huge changes in my life as an adult, where I've had multiple career paths. I've been able to accomplish so much through these changes that I've made, and the experiences that I've had. So let's get back to the research out there about the brain, and the sensitivity. So what did these sensitivities and allergies actually cause in my brain as a child? I have no recollection of the fun stuff. I don't remember anything that happened. My friends could show me pictures, tell me stories. I have no idea. The only things that I remember are the bad things, the experiences of being in the hospital. One particular one, my parents were traveling. I had some severe abdominal pain. I wasn't able to pee. We ended up going in the hospital. I remember laying on a cold metallic hospital bed, being held down, and they had to catheterize me, and I actually had a stone, which is why I wasn't able to pee. So those are the kinds of things that I guess impacted me into adulthood, and I ultimately decided to become a nurse. Well, started off as a teacher and then eventually became a nurse because I really wanted to help empower families with the knowledge that they are the advocate for their child and that they can help their child heal. So the presentation on Sunday is also going to talk about building up that immune system in your gut, nutrigenomics, and how it can impact the body and reverse these signs of toxicity in the body, damage that is happening on a daily basis, and actually enhance the body's normal function through nutrients. Nutrition is significantly important, and not all people are created the same. And some people have sensitivities to some foods, and other people have sensitivities to other foods. And it's important to advocate for yourself and monitor these things and truly understand the impact that they can have on your body. So I hope you attend the presentation on Sunday in Dadeland. I'm very excited to share more information with you. I'll give you another little story before I end the podcast. My symptoms throughout my life were, I was a child with anxiety, test anxiety, problems with attention, learning issues, constipation. I progressed into a teen with migraines, severe cramps, menstrual problems, severe IBS, anxiety, and diarrhea for exams, and always tired, taking naps almost every day, not active, not able to do sports because I just didn't have the energy, into an adult with severe chronic pain, chronic migraines that were happening all the time, digestive issues that progressed into an autoimmune. These things could have been changed with a good foundation. and good knowledge base, which is what I'm here to share with you. So I hope you have a great day. I'll see you on Sunday in the Microsoft Store in Dadeland for the presentation, where I will talk about all of these crucial topics to help build the immune system, enhance brain function in children, and feed the body right. Have a great day.